Gates sounds the alarm, there is no plan. Bill Gates published a 5,784-word essay, characterized by the Wall Street Journal as a sweeping warning, arguing that the world has no coherent plan for what artificial intelligence is about to do to the global economy. The central phrase, "there is no plan," frames mass job displacement not as a speculative risk, but as a near certainty. With Gates calling urgently for global regulatory coordination, new international institutions modeled on bodies like the IMF and the WHO, and a direct tax on AI productivity gains to fund social safety nets for displaced workers. The essay's implicit targets are pointed. By declaring a vacuum of planning, Gates indicts both the tech industry from which he built his fortune and the governments that have largely deferred to that industry on AI governance questions. The proposed AI tax is a redistributive argument that companies capturing the economic surplus from AI-driven productivity should fund the transition costs borne by workers who lose their livelihoods, one likely to find sharply different receptions in Washington, Brussels, and Beijing. A security dimension of the essay received less attention than its jobs argument, but Gates reportedly devoted considerable length to what he called rising AI-enabled security threats. Autonomous cyber attacks, AI-generated disinformation at scale, and the lowering of barriers that previously required nation-state resources for non-state actors to cause serious harm. The proposal raises a historical tension. Gates has been an influential voice on global coordination across decades, pandemic preparedness, nuclear security, climate, and in each of those cases, the institutions he advocated for either failed to materialize in time or proved unable to act cohesively when crisis arrived, the WHO's role during COVID-19 being the most. His core argument is that the same technology driving productivity gains is simultaneously enabling new forms of catastrophic risk, and that no institutional framework has been designed to manage either curve. Prominent example. The open question is not whether new institutions are needed, but whether any theory exists for building them quickly enough given how slowly international governance moves and how aggressively major AI powers, particularly China, would resist oversight structures they did not design. That tension sharpens further alongside the separate MIT finding that AI can now complete the majority of undergraduate coursework. MIT's researchers made no normative claim. They benchmarked current AI capabilities against standardized academic tasks and found the performance threshold crossed for most undergraduate-level work, with meaningful gaps remaining only in tasks requiring embodied skill or real-time physical judgment. For knowledge work outputs, the performance gap between human and AI has, by their measure, largely closed, a direct economic signal about what awaits the labor market for recent college graduates over the next 5 to 10 years.